Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's featured message.
Hi, this is Nick Coya with the Portage County Safety Council. Back in February of 2018, we had a podcast that we did with Mark Clendenin from the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation on a great program called Better You, Better Ohio. The state of Ohio has now expanded the reach and range of this program, and it's applicable to even more businesses in the state. Initially, when we met with Mark, he mentioned that the program was for companies that had 50 or less employees. We've now expanded that program to include all employers with 150 or less employees. So while the initial numbers Mark gives in this following podcast have changed a little bit, all the other information is valid and still applicable to you and your organization. So take a listen if you are interested in Better You, Better Ohio, and you have 150 or less employees. Thanks and have a great day. Today, we're talking about the Better You, Better Ohio initiative that was recently released by the Ohio BWC. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about what Better You, Better Ohio is?
Absolutely. Better You, Better Ohio is a workplace wellness program that the Bureau launched in February of this year, and it primarily is driven toward employers that are in targeted industries. And the idea is to give them an opportunity to get their employees into wellness programs.
Okay, so this is specifically to small employers in Ohio and then in targeted industries. Where would we find some information on those targeted industries?
Well, you certainly could go to the BWC website and find Better You, Better Ohio on that website, and that would certainly take you to it. But those industries are, if you have a second, they're agriculture, automotive, repair and service, construction, firefighters, healthcare, manufacturing, police, public safety, public employers, restaurant, food service, transportation, trucking, trash collection, wholesale, retail. You can see from that grouping that those are employers that can have significant rating problems with us sometimes because of the injuries that occur there. So we targeted them.
That's a pretty diverse group of people, you know, of companies to work with, which is a great reach out. I mean, I think it's great to see that the Bureau is actually reaching out to the smaller employers and helping them institute those health and wellness programs. Because often I see it with large employers, but not so much the small employers, those 50 and under.
Absolutely. And you see a great number of self-insured, very large employers that all have wellness programs in place. You see a number of those larger employers that are state in the state fund that are not self-insured that have these in place. And they have them in place because they know these programs work. They do what they're supposed to do to keep a worker's health front and center. But the smaller employers don't have the same economics going for them. And so this helps them get into that program as well.
This then begs the question, why health and wellness? Why is the Bureau of Workers' Compensation getting involved in this health and wellness initiative when we're typically an insurance agent for workplace injuries?
Well, if you go back to our mission statement, which is to protect Ohio workers and employers through the prevention, care, and management of workplace injuries and illnesses at fair rates, and think about what this program does. Why wellness? You know, it prevents injuries because of improved workplace health. It reduces the severity of an injury when it happens. It increases the speed of recovery from an injury, and it really improves our return to work outcomes. All of those things drive toward rates. And so for us to keep rates down, for us to minimize injuries, this program really is an essential piece of the pie for us.
So the benefit to the workers' compensation would be the decrease in injuries, which could help drive rates down, which then helps make the business a little more cost effective and hopefully see less injuries in the state of Ohio.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the employers and safety and the BWC and MCOs and TPAs and employees have all done a really great job over the years, taking our number of claims incidents down from nearly 300,000 down to the last time, I think, was below 88,000, 87,000 and change. You know, that happened by collaboration. Now we need to work on the other side of it, I think, and really work on the wellness side to see if we can impact that even more.
So if an employer is listening to this podcast today and they're interested, they fall into that category, what must they do to start this program in their workplace?
It's a great program from an employer standpoint because they don't have to do anything except promote the program to their employees. You know, have a company that is wellness driven. Show the culture of wellness. Show them that this program exists out there. And from a financial standpoint and from an administrative standpoint, they have no other need to jump into this program.
So it could be as simple as just hanging a flyer up and telling my employees, hey, we have this health and wellness program through the Bureau of Workers' Comp. If you want to join, go to this website. And that's bare minimum all the employer would have to do.
That is at the bare minimum what they would have to do. And obviously, we encourage them to take an active role in participation in getting that program moving in their company through whatever means they choose used to, but at the very bare bones, all they have to do is provide the information.
So what's the benefit to the employer?
Well, a healthier workforce. As I said before, you know, the healthier our workforce, the stronger we are. You know, currently, Ohio is 39th in the last report I saw on healthiness out of 50 states. And if we're going to be competitive and if we're going to reduce costs, then we're going to have to get our workers healthier. And that's the direct impact of the employer.
Now, let's kind of switch keys here a little bit. And let's talk about if I was an employee. So my employer puts this information out, and I'm really excited. I'm driven to become a little bit healthier for personal reasons, maybe not just work reasons. And I want to join this program. What's that process look like for me as an employee?
Yeah, so to join, very simple. So you'll go to the BWC website or the link that we have to Better You, Better Ohio, which is on the Active Health website. And you'll go ahead and you'll enter basic information, email, address, phone number, just so they contact information. And within several days, you should get an email back confirming your participation. It's going to ask you a couple of questions on that website. As I said, basic information. It's going to ask you what type of industry you're in, because it wants to identify whether or not you're in one of those industries that we've defined. It's going to ask you if you currently have a wellness program at work. If you have a wellness program at work, obviously you've already have one and you wouldn't be eligible for that program. It's going to ask you the number of employees at your place of business.
So the employer may need to supply a little bit of information to help them through this process.
Potentially. You know, so long as it's under 50, that's really all you need to know.
Where do I go? Let's say I get on this website and I'm trying to find my way through it. Where do I go for that technical assistance? Something isn't working right. Do I call workers' compensation? Do I call Active Health? Where do I find some help at?
There is help on the Active Health website, but there's also a BWC email address. It is betteryoubetterohio@BWC. You'll see it on the site, and you'll submit your question online, and that will come to us, and we'll go ahead and address it as quickly as possible.
So once I get logged in and I get a username and password, it's going to start to ask some questions, because you talked about a health risk appraisal.
Correct.
So we're going to ask some health information. Is that information shared with the Bureau and my employer?
Excellent question. We get that all the time. None of the information is shared with the employer. None of the information is shared with the Bureau of Workers' Compensation in the state of Ohio. All of the information stays between the employee and those at Active Health that are running that program. So it never leaves those.
So it's just between the employee and Active Health. The employer isn't able to go in and see what my health history is. This is just a piece for me to work with them to hopefully become healthier.
Absolutely. Now, it certainly doesn't prohibit the employee from sharing information with his employer, but it's certainly not something that's required and not something we do on our side.
So once I complete that health risk appraisal, then there's a biometric screening. How does that take place? Do I have to go somewhere? Do they come to me? What's the process?
There are potentially three or four steps in this process, depending on the health of the individual. Obviously, the first step is the health risk assessment to ask those questions that identify those health risks that may be causing or could cause problems within that worker's wellness. The next step then is to do the biometric screening, which is a blood screening. So they'll either do a blood draw, and right now they're using Quest as the blood draw facility. So there are a number of Quest facilities. But if those aren't convenient to the employee, they're not close, they can't get to them, the Active Health website will go ahead and send a finger prick blood screening out to them in the mail. They'll simply do a finger prick, take the blood, put it on the materials, and mail it right back to Active Health, and they'll process it from there. Once that biometric screening is done, the funnel narrows a little bit. So for those individuals that show additional risk or a higher risk, then the opportunity then is to move them toward a series of four coaching calls to help them get through some of those additional risks and try to make some changes to their lifestyles to reduce some of those risks.
Is there an obligation to work with those health coaches, or is that just an extra piece that comes along?
It's just an extra piece that comes along. So none of this is required. However, if they are looking to enjoy some of the incentives within the program, then they've got to complete those sections.
So let's talk a little bit about those incentives. Obviously, we know by going through health risk appraisals and biometric screenings, we're hoping that people will make some lifestyle changes and become healthier. And that's a benefit in itself. But is there some other incentives that's happening with Better You, Better Ohio?
Well, there are. There's a $75 incentive if the employee completes the health risk assessment and the biometric screening. And then if they're taken through that next step of the funnel where they need to do additional or they're recommended to do additional work, and they go through a coaching call and a lifestyle assessment, then what they'll get is another $50 cash incentive for doing that.
So you're telling me that if I take some steps to become healthier, you're actually going to pay me to do that through a gift card?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's a pretty good program.
Doesn't hurt that the program is no work on the employer side and actually a negative cost on the employee side.
Yeah, I think, you know, getting people involved and putting that carrot out there is an important piece to drive towards some active health. Is there any strings attached to that $75 incentive? Because sometimes these programs start and they say, we'll give you this gift card, but then you must do this too. Do you just get that for doing the biometric and health risk appraisal?
Right. So the incentives to the gift cards are a reward. So for completing the biometric screening and the health risk assessment, you get an award. For completing the coaching calls and getting into the lifestyle programs and working through that, you get a reward. So it's nothing, there are no strings attached to that other than getting through those programs.
It sounds like a really good program. Is there a way for my family to be involved in this, like my significant other?
Well, potentially, I guess it depends on, you know, who they work for. If they work, if your spouse or your significant other work for a company of fewer than 51 employees in these targeted industries, they too could participate.
You know, with that said, there's a lot of benefit that I could see out of this. In your experience being in the field and talking with businesses across Northeast Ohio, have you ever experienced a success story from a health and wellness program that's had a good impact on the employee and or company?
I experience it all the time. I've talked to a tremendous number of employees throughout the 16 counties that I work with. And there was a conversation I had with a gentleman in Dover, Ohio, and he started a wellness program for his company of about 100 people. And he had about a 10% of the people decided to get in the program. So not very strong, right? But of that 10%, one of those people diagnosed with early stage cancer. And they have, he got it early enough that went into remission. And the entire company culture rallied around him. And the most impressive thing is that, do you know what the percentage of employees at that company that participated in the wellness program was the second year?
I'd hope it's at least 90%.
How about 100%?
Wow, 100% participation.
Because he said that had it not been for the wellness program, he wouldn't be alive to spend time with his family. And he appreciated that so much that he became the wellness sponsor and leader the next year for that company.
That's amazing. So not only are we giving you an opportunity to become healthier, we're giving you some money, but also potentially an extension of your life by participating in a program like this.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know if you spent any time watching the Olympics, but during the Olympics, there was a commercial for a company, and they said young age, if you were able to pick any car in the world and you could have any car you wanted, and they would grant it to you, but you had to keep that car for the rest of your life, what car would it be? And then they further said, how would you treat that car? Would you clean it? Would you wash it? Would you change the oil? Would you make sure that it was always running well? Probably yes.
I would say yeah.
And what they led into in the end is your body and your mind are the only body and mind you're ever going to have. Why wouldn't you treat that every bit as well as that car?
That's true. That's a powerful way to look at it. Well, I'm really excited about this Better You, Better Ohio initiative. I'm excited to get this information out there, and hopefully we see some employers work on this. And maybe going in the future, we'll have some more podcasts to talk about this and look at some of the success stories, because I think this could be a big game changer for companies.
No, absolutely. And if they ever have any questions or comments or need additional support or work on this, they are more than welcome to reach out to us at the Bureau, and we'd be glad to help them through it.
Well, thank you, Mark, for coming in today and taking time to talk to us about this Better You, Better Ohio. I look forward to all of our members engaging in this program and being part of it. And as usual, employers out there, we want you to have a great day and be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.